Headline: After Massacre, a Small Texas Cemetery Strains to Bury So Many Dead. So many dead. A cemetery throngs already with the natural dead. Pneumonia, sepsis, drowning, household accident while cooking breakfast, age, and confusion. What we expect. When Yankee John Sutherland put down stakes on a Spanish land grant, occupying a portion of the south bank of Cibolo Creek, the murder began. Before, we buried our dead with a shovel or released them back, ash to ash and fragments of bone to river, or raised them to the wind as it clamored against a high mountainside or the sea. Or we wrapped them tight, carried them by horseback, and deposited them in a crevice to the west of our camp. How do we embrace our beloved, bloodied as they are, resting unnaturally against each other, settled now on a morgue work table, stainless and steel? An alloy designed to be easy to clean, that might otherwise have bled back to iron, gone safely to ground. Death has never raised a hand to her husband, has always been filled with wisdom as a way to discipline her children. The town graveyard had endured as a resting place, but now how to bury so many? By borrowing hearses and a fund to sort out the onslaught so everyone is not buried at once. Where were you when your neighbor, seething with monumental ire, bought those weapons and the slim mechanism that would convert them to automatic use when he attached them to his rage and emptied the magazine that day, aiming it at whatever crossed his path? Someone is busy mowing the lawn at the gravesite, a crushing nightmare most years, so many fewer graves need to be dug. The town's focus is shifting to the cemetery, binding us. This tests the nerves of the threadbare town. This death is bigger than the village. The state has tens of thousands of cemeteries, elegantly manicured expanses in large, rich cities, or isolated graves in the bleak West Texas plains. How do we ease this strain? By placing those victims who were veterans in the military cemetery in San Antonio, the city of the saint of long-lost things. Some elderly residents of the town who make it a point to attend every funeral as a way to pay respects and connect with neighbors are exhausted now. A simple iron gate welcomes you. The cemetery is close to the center of town. The shooter was methodical. We brace ourselves for what comes next. A florist who enjoys her role in the town as healer, listening closely to each occasion that calls for flowers, observes, "This is why you have to be a rock." Another townsman, one who tends the cemetery, neatens what he can, adds, "When the wind blows, it blows the flowers away." What will save us from the wind? Preparing new headstones, digging new graves, preparing to cool the earth, shelter in place.